Harp. Harp is more commonly known as HARP and stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It is one of those government projects you may never have heard about. It is supposed to be used to develop new communications and surveillance techniques. HARP is composed of a large array of antennas. The array zaps the ionosphere. The ionosphere is the region of charged particles surrounding Earth that is created by the ultraviolet radiation from the sun. The ionosphere begins at an altitude of about 90 kilometers and continues upwards into space. Variations in the composition and density of the ionosphere with altitude produce regions where different physical processes are important. The ionosphere is very important in protecting us from solar radiation. As the sunlight passes through the atmosphere, a large portion of the UV radiation is absorbed and scattered. Air molecules scatter the shorter wavelengths more strongly than the longer wavelengths. This scatters more blue light and is the reason the sky appears blue. Project HARP is located 200 miles east of Anchorage, Alaska. It is an extremely powerful array transmitting over a gigawatt of energy into the ionosphere, heating it up and punching a hole in it. Does HARP have another purpose? No one can say for sure, but the following is an educated guess. Most people who know anything about it believe the technology being used was discovered by Nikola Tesla and is part of his Death Ray project. Other people believe this array was built to influence human brain waves. Why are people upset with this project? It is quite obvious burning holes in the ionosphere certainly can't do us any good and could harm us. The scientists on the project say the holes are not a problem, because the ionosphere repairs itself in less than 20 minutes. Does it, and what happens if someday it doesn't? In that 20 minutes, how much radiation is getting in and what harm is it doing? Should these people be allowed to take this kind of a chance? The ARCO subsidiary contracted to build HARP also holds a patent similar to one held by Bernard J. Eastland, a Texas physicist. Although the patent is secret, Eastland describes his device as a heater of charged particles in the ionosphere that would disrupt microwave transmissions of satellites and cause interference with or even total disruption of communications over a large portion of the Earth. Cause confusion of or interference with or even complete disruption of guidance systems employed by even the most sophisticated of airplanes and missiles. Not only interfere with third-party communications, but also take advantage of one or more such beams to carry out a communications network at the same time. Put another way, what is used to disrupt another's communications can be employed by one knowledgeable of this invention as a communications network at the same time. Pick up communication signals of others for intelligence purposes. Cause missile or aircraft destruction, deflection, or confusion by raising large regions of the atmosphere to an unexpectedly high altitude so that missiles encounter unexpected and unplanned drag forces with resultant destruction or deflection of same. Does the United States have a system for blocking signals which would be used to guide missiles? If we do, and it was a system which could not be blocked itself, it would render any missile shot at us to veer off course. It would be far more effective than an anti-missile system of any kind. Over the years we have not heard much about this, but could HARP be such a system? If it was, it could also be used to interfere with navigation systems of all kinds, making it impossible, or almost impossible, to fly planes to a target and even accurately steer ships. Recently the Russians had announced they no longer needed satellites to plot courses, and now the United States has announced the same thing. Could this have been caused by the fact we can knock out all communications? The Russians flew a plane over one of our ships a couple of years ago and knocked out all communications, so this could have been a test of such a system. Radio waves have to travel through the air, making them susceptible to interference, so it is not such a far-fetched idea they could be blocked on a global scale, even though it seems impossible. In 2009 it was announced the Iranian government was jamming satellite transmissions into their country. While it hasn't been talked about much, I am sure work is ongoing on how we can block satellite transmissions, because it makes a good weapon and agencies like DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, are always looking to develop useful weapons. We usually never know about what they are working on, but sometimes on rare occasions it is announced when they have a success. This is the agency the government and military go to when they think no other can accomplish what they need. I wouldn't be surprised if they have come up with a satellite transmission blocking device. Now here is the $64 million question. If this project is harmless, would several of these projects doing the same thing still be harmless, and are there any more of these projects anywhere? Well, guess what, we have located a project that seems to be the same right in Berlin, Germany. Over 1 million Germans are now suffering from CFIDS, chronic fatigue and immune dysfunction syndromes. Some believe it is being caused by a runaway immune system which is somehow caused by the project. Then there is the humming sound which some people in the US and Germany can't stop from hearing. About 10% of the residents of certain areas. In some areas an 80 cycle per second signal can be measured, but its origin is unknown. The following is a list of government projects leading up to and including HAARP: Project Argus, 1958, exploding nukes in atmosphere to disrupt communications. Project Starfish, 1962, more nukes exploded in ionosphere, altering Van Allen belt and almost destroying it. SPS, Solar Power Satellite Project, 1968, satellites that would transmit solar radiation. Saturn V rocket, 1975, may or may not have been an accident, but this rocket exploded in the ionosphere, creating a hole that lasted several hours and disrupted communications. Orbit Maneuvering System, 1981, the government found that if they shoot gases into the ionosphere, they could create holes. Innovative Shuttle Experiments, 1985, using the shuttle to shoot gases into the ionosphere. Mighty Oaks, 1986, an attempt to develop X-ray and particle weapons. Desert Storm, 1991, US deploys a pulse weapon designed to mimic the flash of electricity from a nuclear bomb. High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP, 1993, HAARP